Then the widower ordered his drink in a really serious voice, like it was important to get all the details right. Dry tank martini, twist of lemon, stirred, don't bruise the gin. The waitress nodded very seriously, and I suddenly thought that it was so strange to have a place that just served drinks. Since they only sell one thing, they have to take it very seriously. And I guess no one ever tells them that what they're doing is not an important job. Then the waitress showed me her breasts and asked, "And what can I get for you, little man?" Mom asked the waitress to make me a Shirley Temple, which I didn't want because it's named after a dead little girl named Shirley. But I decided not to say anything. Then Mom said, "Mix a week, he's driving tonight." And the three adults laughed even though Mom's joke was a lie and also not funny. When the drinks came, Mom finished hers kind of too quickly and ordered another one. The man sipped his slowly, which meant he probably didn't like Mom, and I just tried to fish out the cherry from the bottom of my drink because I was hungry. The more Mom drank, the more she asked about the widower's wife. I could tell that he didn't want to talk about his wife because he would change the subject, but Mom said weird things like, "Did Debbie ever try Cedars-Sinai Hospital? Because my friend Joyce is an amazing endocrinologist over there." I think Mom just wanted to show the man that she had a friend who was an important doctor, but because the wife had already died, it seemed like a weird thing to say. The man seemed a little surprised, and I thought that maybe he was trying not to cry. And then he asked, kind of quietly, "We never tried Cedars-Sinai."